Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking a baby penguin up onto his feet to shield the baby from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation, and hold your hands as if you're holding a beach ball. You're holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warming your body. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down the insides of your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now imagine the ball splitting into 2, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet. Now, feel the loving energy slowly flow up the inside of your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Terrific Toys. Sunlight shined through the window and onto the cozy bed. Uli the unicorn looked to see if there were any kids in the room or just around the corner. Hearing the peaceful silence, Uli realized the kids had already left for the day. So the colorful unicorn stretched and hopped up onto his feet, eager to start today's fun. Uli leapt off the bed and galloped over to the toy box. She hoped that Alyssa, the doll, was ready too. With a whinny, the gentle unicorn called to the doll. Alyssa stretched and peeked out from under the lid of the toy box. "Ready to get started?" Uli asked. Alyssa smiled and said, "Yes. First, let's move this lid. The sun hasn't woken everyone up in here." "Good idea," Uli agreed, and galloped to the other side of the toy box. Alyssa waited until the unicorn was in place. Then she pushed her side of the toy box up, while Uli lifted the other. More and more sunlight spilled into the box. The toys inside began to stir. "Okay, everyone," Alyssa said, "we're going to be rearranging today." "Yes," the sparkling unicorn said. "We want to help everyone find a better spot. Some of you have been stuck in the bottom of the toy box for too long, and the kids aren't finding you. So, everybody who can get out, hop out." With that direction, stuffed animals flopped over the edge, dolls climbed, blocks popped, and cars rolled their way out of the toy box. The toys scattered all over the floor and began to play. Alyssa the doll smiled and hopped back down into the toy box. Uli circled back into the room to get a running start. The unicorn ran towards the toy box and leapt up and into the toy box. The morning sun illuminated the floor of the toy box. The toys left in the box blinked as the bright light warmed them. Alyssa and Uli saw blocks, cars, books, puzzle pieces, and stuffed animals squeezed into the corners and flattened on the bottom of the toy box. "Hi, everyone," Alyssa said quietly. Uli asked, "How are you?" The toys looked at each other, feeling a little confused. "Oh, dear," Alyssa said. "You've been stuck down here a while, haven't you?" Uli asked, "Would you like to be moved where the kids can find you?" The toys responded, "We'd love that. Do you think the kids will play with us again?" Of course, Alyssa encouraged. They just need to see you. Uli added, they'll be excited to see you again. It will be like you're a brand new toy. Sometimes the kids forget to put us where we belong, and that's how we get lost. The kind doll shared their plan. Blocks, we just need to get you back into the block container. Cars, the same thing. If you're with the other cars, the kids will play with you. The unicorn continued. Books, you belong on the bookshelf. Puzzle pieces, we have to get you back to the puzzle before the kids discover you're missing. They might stop playing with the puzzle if we don't. And stuffed animals, you need to be with the other stuffed animals. The toys perked up, feeling confident in the plan, and moved to one side of the toy box. Now Uli and Alyssa had space to organize. They got right to work. They called all the blocks to come together. When the blocks outside the toy box saw the blocks at the bottom of the toy box, they giggled with excitement. The blocks helped each other into their bucket until all the blocks were put away. Next, Alyssa and Uli showed the lost toy cars their garage. They rumbled happily over to their spot. Outside the toy box, the cars heard a familiar rumble and drove over to see what was going on. Peeking into the toy box, they noticed their long-lost friends waiting in the garage. The cars zipped into the toy box to welcome them back. Soon, the toy garage was filled with the sound of engines revving as they celebrated. As the cars celebrated, Alyssa and Uli carefully carried each book over to the bookshelf. The books on the shelves ruffled their pages with excitement when they saw the missing books returning. They eagerly made space, sliding apart so that each book had a spot. The colorful unicorn carried Alyssa back to the toy box. They still had the puzzles and stuffed animals to help. Alyssa hopped in and scooped the puzzle pieces up. Together, the friends carried the missing pieces to the toy shelf where the puzzles were kept. The puzzles welcomed their missing friends, relieved that they had returned. When Alyssa and Uli returned to the toy box, the stuffed animals had fluffed themselves up and were already hugging their friends, who had figured out what was going on. All the toys were back in their spots, ready for the moment the kids returned. Uli and Alyssa shared a smile with each other, pleased that the toys were back where they could be found. Hopefully, the kids will remember to keep us in our spots. Then maybe no one will get lost, Alyssa said. Then she yawned. It was time for a rest. I think they will, Uli said, stretching. Alyssa gave the unicorn a big hug and said, see you later. Uli trotted back to the bed as Alyssa settled in with the other dolls. Uli stretched and nestled in by the pillow. The unicorn felt happy that the toys were back in their spots. He snuggled into his cozy bed and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Uli was grateful for Alyssa's help. He had wanted to help the toys in the bottom of the toy box for a while, and she had made it possible. Most of all, the gentle unicorn felt thankful to be part of such a caring group of toys. Uli closed his eyes, gave himself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. The colorful unicorn took another dragon breath, calming his body in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted and Uli fell asleep, imagining all the toys playing once more. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.